The Northwest is quickly becoming world famous for high-quality wine. Lucky us, we live here. For the long weekend, correspondent Anna King rooted some Northwest wine experts out of their cellars. She wants to know what's splashing in their glass over the holiday.
Paul Greggett is the Northwest editor for Wine Enthusiast magazine. In his Waitsburg, Washington backyard this weekend will be some heavy pours of Old Vine Chenin Blanc. He says this grape has gotten a bad rap from its lower-priced saccharine cousins, but top Northwest winemakers are employing gnarly old vines to produce crisp, food-friendly variations.
I like old vines in particular because they are more nuanced wines, and we're blessed in Washington to still have some Chenin Blanc vineyards that were planted back in the 60s and 70s.
Greggett is biased. He makes his own floral and citrus kickers under the label Waitsburg Cellars. But he says Pacific Rim and Le Cole are making some rocking Chenins too. In Richland, Andy Perdue edits Great Northwest Wine and is a vino columnist for the Seattle Times. Perdue says really any great wine is a barbecue wine, but he'll be tipping back some Zinfandel from Cathedral Ridge Winery in Hood River, Reiniger Syrah from Walla Walla, and some bubbly from the Yakima Valley.
Because every day of life is worth celebrating, I'd probably use something from Treveri Cellars.
Out of Idaho, he says, try the Cab Syrah blend from Bittner Vineyards. Whew. Headed home to grill and pop a cork, I'm Anna King in Richland.